One, two.
All right. An extra story.
Would you like to come to my house and listen to some music?
I want a woman that's going to arouse my intellect as well as my loins.
Turn up my radio.
Oh my goodness, it is you! Greetings, Your Highness!
Please welcome Prince!
Prince.
Oh my word.
Yo, what's up, it's your boy Prince Akeem, and this is Famous Radio. Today is the Money Madness Show, and it's also New Year's Eve. We're in the building, doing it big, doing it live, and I hope you guys are getting ready for the show. Not necessarily for the show, but for the fireworks and ball dropping and all that good stuff for New Year's Eve. And I know a lot of us have a lot of resolutions, so we're going to get into that too, you know, as we go through the show. But today is a special show, and what we're going to do is go through the Billboard's selective top hip-hop, pop, R&B songs of 2012. So we'll be going through those as we go through our show today. And we'll be talking about the top stories of 2012 also. So that's going to be interesting in itself. We got some really crazy stuff we want to kind of go over with you guys. So if you're listening in, hit us up, man. The phone number is 646-929-0338. Press 1 to get in. We'd love to hear from you, man. Hit us up. Let us know what your New Year's resolutions are, what your plans are for tonight. Let us know what you're getting into. Me, personally, I'm going home. Bezos going home. No, Bezos might be hitting the streets, for real.
I don't know about all that.
B say he's probably kicking it at the crib, too. Yeah. But, you know, yeah, to be on the safe side, things get kind of crazy during this time of the year. So, but look, without further ado, this right here is actually debut at number 28 on the Billboard's top charts for hip hop and pop music. And this is my man Kid Cudi with King Wizard. You know what it is. It's your boy Prince Akeem Famous Radio. Let's go.
It's just me and my niggas, my family, the people that care about me and my fans. Fuck all these other niggas.
I can't decide what the punch to lie. I push the lames aside.
Snap back, niggas on the uniform, keep the brim low. You doubt him, don't know a damn thing about him. What is hip hop without him? Y'all niggas just really don't know. Go all day, every day, hold on with all might. I gave the world my heart, and they gave the kids in sight. Yep, now fuck you, I ain't left. I'm out of my mind like all the time, and the nigga ain't missed one step yet. Yep,
I can't decide what the punch is.
Like me, I had to put my bed in. All this rose gold, I'm dipped in. Just too cold while I coast through clouds. That's my life, babe. Crystal clear, no cascade. I'm going, I'm on a crusade. Save the kids from the weak shit. It's finally my world. Here all the girls can be my girls. I just sit back, count stacks, girl. Hold a nigga down on the time, girl. What up?
I can't decide what the blinds to lie. I push the lanes aside.
Yeah, we are back. Our New Year's show, man, and I'm feeling really, really great right now. Now, as I was saying, 2012 has been a really great year for all of us. We had our ups and downs, and we've seen some crazy stuff happen in the media. President Barack Obama was reelected this year, so we feel really great about that now, don't we? Even though we have this fiscal cliff coming up that they need to resolve like 2 hours ago, we really feel good about everything that's happening. And as I promised, we are going to be talking about the top 10 pop stories of 2012. Also, we will be playing the top 10 songs of 2012 according to the Billboard. So we'll actually have this posted on our website. Also, you can go to www.famous-radio.com. All right, so starting at number 10, the Twilight franchise ends with Breaking Dawn Part 2 released. The Twilight star, Taylor and Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson, you know, they starred in this movie. And, you know, unfortunately for the Twilight people, you know, the Twilight saga Breaking Dawn Part 2 was released this year, bringing the Twilight franchise to an end. The first four movies starring Kristen Bella and Robert as Edward earned $2.5 billion at the theaters around the world. So, hey, that was a big run. $2.5 billion.
Just give me a piece. I just want a piece.
But, yeah, I mean, so for all the Twilight people, it's okay. You can move on to something else now. Vampires, I mean, that's 2012. You got to move to something different now. Mm-hmm. Like something that's actually living. Can you admire something that's living, please, people? I'm not joking. I'm not talking bad about you. I know a lot of people love the Twilight stories. But, you know, that's just not my thing. Did you ever watch that stuff, Fizo?
No.
You didn't?
Like
you offended them. I can't hear you. We can't hear you, B. You're over there. I can't hear you.
Yeah. So I asked him, like, what's Twilight? He's like, oh, you didn't look at Twilight before? And I'm like, no. Is it like Lord of the Rings or something like that? He was like,
B, you didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
B, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
B, you didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
B, you did not say that.
Yes, I did. How many times I got to tell you? Yes, I did.
B, that's insulting to a lot of people.
I don't care, but I mean, you know.
That's like calling a Star Wars fan a trackie. You don't do that. B, you should know better.
Well, I learned my lesson for 2017.
Hey, to all those fans of all these great movies and stories, live long and prosperous, and Godspeed. I definitely didn't do that. I promise I didn't do that. That was Thriller. It just came out of nowhere. I swear to God, it wasn't me. Maybe it's because I was talking about all these fanatics of these great shows. All right, man. Now, showing up on the Billboards at the number 36 debut album, Pour It Up, Rihanna. Here we go for 2012. Let's roll, man. Oh, yeah.
Throw it up. Watch it all fall out. Pull it up. Let's throw it ball out. Throw it up. Watch it all fall out. Pull it up. That's how we ball out. Strip clubs and dollar bills. So got more money. Drone shots, gonna get a refill. So got more money. Crips are going up and down that pole. So got more money. 4 o'clock and we ain't going home. Money on my mind, money on my mind. Throw it, throw it, a hundred bills. So got my money, gold all up in my grill. So got my money, who cares how you hate it feel? So got my money, call Jay up and go to jail. So got my money, my fragrance on and they love my smell. So got my money, so who cares about what I spend? So got my money, my pockets even they never end. So got my money, I'm going down with. That's how we ball out. That's how we ball out.
Yes, Rihanna. Shout out to Rihanna doing it big. 2012 is leaving us, but I have to say, I'm ready for a new year, B. I'm really ready for a new week, man. Hey, I mean new week, new year. Did you know that Kim Kardashian has been confirmed she's pregnant by Kanye West?
Yeah.
They have a little Kanye West. I mean, who's the father? What are you trying to say, D?
What are you trying to say, D? She's been
with Mr. West for quite a while now. She has been with a lot of black men. But it's okay. Miss Kardashian. B, don't act like you wouldn't give her the business.
You know, shout out to Kim Kardashian, yo. No, you ain't gonna put me in that.
Go ahead, B.
You
wouldn't put it on Kim.
Hey, look, man.
You'll put it down. You wouldn't bust it all in Kim Kardashian. You would have busted all in Kim Kardashian. Let's not lie to this right now, Bezo. I know the truth. You know the truth. All right, now coming in at number 9, Gabby Douglas named the Athlete of the Year for 2012. U.S. Olympic gymnast Gabby Douglas was named the 2012 Female Athlete of the Year, according to the Associated Press. The gymnast nearly beat Olympic swimmer Missy Franklin for the honor through votes submitted by the editor and news reporters in America. Now, this is big for us because Gabby's from our area. She's from Virginia. She's from Virginia Beach. A young lady was doing her thing in the Olympics. And I got to say, man, I admire her for what she does. She kept her poise. You can tell she's really humble about her status and as big as she got really quick overnight. And, you know, she has to stand out in front. I've been saying that. So Gabby, stand out in front, baby. You deserve it. You've been doing a whole lot throughout the year after you won the Olympics. So you won all those medals at the Olympics. So shout out to Gabby Douglas and more to come for her.
Yeah.
Yes, man. Yes. I feel good, though, B. I know that the year is, like, ending in a few hours. I feel good about 2012. I don't think I wasted too much time on one thing. Yeah, spread it around the fun for 2012. One thing did happen for 2012 that I knew it had to happen, it had to go down before we left out, was to get B completely plastered on his birthday. We went out for B's birthday as we promised, and I just want to say this: one of the best times I ever had with B's ever.
You was the best time for me as hell.
Nah, you was having a good time as it was happening.
Man, afterwards, though.
Afterwards is a whole different story. I don't think you're going to do that anytime soon.
Nah.
But and I won't either. I paid for it, too, for a couple of days.
Oh,
but we had a good time.
Yeah, we did, man.
Visa. Go ahead, man. You can buy another shirt. All right, look. Coming in at number 37, debuted album, What Christmas Means to Me by CeeLo Green. I like this song. I really do, man. I think it's dope. It's too bad. It's just a Christmas song. It's really dope. We're at Bat Famous Radio. It's your boy, Prince Lakeem. Let's go.
Christmas, baby.
Probably the most awkward beef I've probably ever heard of. The reason being, it's just, you just don't hear about that.
Scrappy has a chance.
Have a chance on what?
Of surviving it if he ducks.
If he ducks?
If he ducks and kind of avoids those punches. Yeah.
He can't do that. Scrappy has asthma. Scrappy don't have to put them paws on him and then, like, make sure he lays down. Because if you run around Scrappy too much, he's going to run out of breath. Shout out to Scrappy, man. He's a cool dude, though. I don't know him personally. I have seen him on the show, and he seems like a cool guy. But I just, that was a truthful thing I just put out there for people to know. It was on the show. That's whatever. All right, man. So coming in at number eight, Michael Phelps become the most decorated Olympian in the world. Now, U.S. Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps became the most decorated Olympian in the world, earning all the medals in the Olympics. Now, they say that Michael Phelps' father and mother were able to cheer on their son to a historic and unprecedented 22nd Olympic medal on August 4th. Amazingly, his 18th gold medal as an Olympian in total. Now, Phelps now retired as the most decorated Olympian in history as Olympic Games. That's big. As a swimmer. As a swimmer. He picked those up in as he swims. So, I mean, I'm not saying that swimmers aren't real athletes. I can't swim at all, so they can outdo me at period. But that's big, man. Michael Phelps is a very talented man. And, you know, he caught a lot of slack over, the weed situation. Well, you know, if we really hindered him, he wouldn't have got all these medals. I'm just saying. Do you feel me, B? Can you follow me on that one? That sounds about right to you? Sounds about right to me, too. Shout out to Michael Phelps for doing your thing, man. Really big, man. The Olympics this year was really exciting. I really like the Olympics this year. I think I watched the Olympics more this year than I have ever. So, you know, it is what it is. If you're listening online, man, hit us up. The phone number is 646-929-0338. Press one of your phone. That will get you in. We'd like to hear from you. Hey, I'm sure our New Year's resolutions. What y'all plan to do this year? I'm not going to say what most people say for New Year's resolutions. I'm going to go take a break. I'm going to go on a diet and take a break from alcohol or this and that. No. I've been doing that, so I'm going to continue doing that. But I think my New Year's resolution is going to sound a little harsh, though, Bezo, but it's real talk. My New Year's resolution this year is to start cutting off BS people. I allow some BS people to kind of dangle around.
Right.
And kind of like be there for no reason. But now I think my patience are running low with people.
Word.
Don't talk my head off. Please don't do that. Let's not talk my head off until I'm about to pass out. You know, put your plans to action and let's move on. You know what I mean? So, you know, this year we had to do a lot of big things, as always. But that's my New Year's resolution. So you guys can help me out with this. If you know me or we so happen to meet and we talk business or other things, don't BS me. Because I'm going to call you out right there and then. So we won't have anything else to go past this point. Just be real with you. But I'm going to get yours, man. Let me know. Is it that you want to put down food? Are you going to be nicer to people this year? Are you, I don't know. What is like New Year's resolutions anyway? Like, would you lose weight? That's number one. But what is like, what other ones do people, I'm going to probably work harder at my job or something like that.
Get money.
That's the stupidest one I ever heard. You should always want to get money. You should have to put that as a New Year's resolution. I think I hear a lot of dumb ones too. Like, yeah, get money. I'm to get rich this year. Like, what is the plan? Like, okay, we are back. Sorry we had a little technical difficulties, but we are back. All right, now, like I said, I heard a lot of dumb ones.
That's the New Year's resolution.
What's that? What's the New Year's resolution? To get Skype together? Yeah, that's not my fault. I can't do anything about that. Skype's fault. It's their fault. Anyway, but I have heard a lot of dumb New Year's resolutions. The whole, you know, I want to get rich this year. Well, the New Year's resolution should be what you're going to do to get rich this year, not just get rich. That's kind of like bland, and I don't know what you mean by that. I heard this, to be a better mother or father this year. The fuck were you doing the last year? Like, you should always be a good parent. I mean, I kind of say part of you was just really tied up and really busy. Your job was really demanding, and you spend less time with your family. Okay, but you should always be a good parent. You know, you probably want to spend more time with your kids. I think I need to be a little bit more clear with your New Year's resolutions because it kind of makes you look crazy, you know. Some people say, well, my New Year's resolution is to be a better friend. I can respect that. Sometimes we just don't be good friends sometimes. I'm probably guilty of that, B. I don't know. I probably wasn't a good friend at a point that you probably needed me. I don't know. I probably pushed off on some unsavory woman in the club. I don't know. I think I probably wasn't a good friend on Friday. I wasn't a really good friend then on your birthday. I was a horrible friend. I really got you. I got you completely drunk. I was irresponsible for you, but you didn't drive. You did not drive. That's the only reason. Shout out to Matt. Who else? All right, who was there? I can't remember. I was a little off.
Matt, shout out to Chris.
Shout out to my cousin Sydney. Sydney, her friend. Chris's girl. Man, it was a ball. It was a ball. B didn't drive. So my goal was to get B completely plastered. And as a good friend, I thought I was being a good friend. But after I thought about it, I told my mom about the whole scenario, and she kind of cursed me out. She was like, B could have got alcohol poisoning, and it would have been on you. And I'm like, well, no, not really, because B knows his limit. Then I thought about it, I'm like, B really doesn't know his limit, because
now
he knows his limit after how many drinks?
10, 12.
Dude. Yeah, you actually got some free drinks because it was your birthday. I think that was what made it worse. Yeah, you didn't pay for the majority of your drinks, but the bartender was giving us a lot of those drinks for free.
Oh, man, shout out to the bartender on that one right there.
Yeah, you didn't know that, did you?
I didn't know that. I was drunk.
Yeah, you was drunk, so you didn't really get that. But yeah, B was completely gone on his birthday, and I feel good about it. I don't care if I was a bad friend.
I told everybody I
loved him. You did. You hugged everybody, and you told me you loved me about 20 times. Hey, so anyway, we're about to go to, let's see here, number 40 that debuted on the top Billboard charts, Hate Being Sober by Keith Chi featuring 50 Cent and Wiz Khalifa. Hey, if you're listening, hit us up, man. The phone number is 646-929-0338. Press 1 on your phone. We'd like to hear from you. Let's go.
Himself on the beat.
I can still soar. I'm a smoker. Afraid I would drink a tater or Molly water. Sober, my bitches take over. Sober. Then my hate being sober. I hate being sober. Damn, I hate being sober.
Drinks for Bezo. Hey, B, it's cool, man. We're not going to hold on to that. All right, man. What, B? What? They don't talk about the song. The song was on the top billboards.
That shit is horrible.
B hates the song. Okay. I'm just going to. It debuted at number 40 on the Billboard charts, man. That's big for hip hop. Maybe. Just maybe something's wrong. Maybe. All right, now coming in at number 7, Ashton Kutcher filed for divorce from actress Demi Moore. Ashton Kutcher and former wife Demi Moore, I guess they went through their whole separation situation. Now, the 2.5 Men star Ashton Kutcher filed for divorce from the actress, his former wife Demi Moore, following more than a year of separation. The 34-year-old actor cited irreconcilable differences and is not seeking spousal support or deny support to Demi. So I guess that's the best thing. Like, if you know we just can't get along, we just become two different people. My lifestyle is not like yours. We just can't make it happen. Let's go ahead and split. Let's go ahead and call it. I didn't think it was going to last anyway. She's knitting sweaters age, and he's our age. So it's kind of like, she played around. It's a boy toy. She married her boy toy, which was kind of stupid. If he's going to have fun. But don't marry your boy toy, man. Come on, stop. You should know better than that. It's whatever. Now, Bezos is pointing out that the Django movie is actually catching a lot of slack, citing that the black community is not really supporting the movie. Spike Lee's not supporting the movie?
Yeah, he's not supporting it.
I think
because of the
N-word. Because he used it in his movies.
Yeah, but, I mean, what
is it? It's called what it is. It's the time stamp of the movie. That's what they call black people, niggas. So, anyway, I think Spike Lee just upset because he wasn't involved in the movie. Like, Quentin Tarantino didn't say, hey, Spike, I need your help on this one. But I will say this. If you watch a lot of the Quentin Tarantino movies that depict black people, and Quentin Tarantino he's like a fine line between not being racist and being racist with some of his stuff. Like, you know, all his movies, you got to really watch it. Like, yeah, like you said, Pulp Fiction, Kill Bill. A lot of those, you got to kind of watch them, and it's like, man, I don't know, bro. I don't really agree with exactly how you did that, but I like the movie, so I'm going to roll it. Like, I like Kill Bill, so shout out to Kill Bill. But, I kind of understand it, but then in the same sense, you know, people are going to have their own opinions, and you can't really get mad about it. I haven't seen the movie yet, B. I didn't get to go and see it this weekend, this past weekend, but I will see it very soon. So we can talk about it. I'm going to go to the theater and see it. I'm going to get a bootleg. Can't promise you that. For real. I really can't promise you that. But I'm going to go to the theater. Hopefully. I'll go to the theater. Hopefully I'll get there. because, you know, we got things like Netflix and stuff like that. So, you know, I might watch it at the crib. I don't know. We'll see. Who knows? All right. Like I said, if you're listening, hit us up, man. The phone number is 646-929-0338. Press one of your phone. That will get you in. We'd like to hear from you, man. What is your New Year's resolution? You ain't got to say your name. We just want to know what you are doing for your New Year's resolution. And what are you doing tonight? If you're going out partying, let us know when you're going out to party. You know what I'm saying? If you're staying in the crib, let us know you're doing that. We're like, yeah. I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm at the crib. Right in front of the TV. Yep. Toast it up. Happy New Year's. Ding. Time to go to bed.
It is.
I'm just saying, I got to do it. That is what it is. All right, now coming in at number 41, G-Season, T.I. featuring Meek Mills. B, do you at least like this song?
Yeah, let's play that joint right here.
Oh, Lord. Way back, famous radio, BP, quiet. Dude, I'm done with you.
Okay. Hey, man. I'm sucker free, sucker duck, and tell all them suckers get the fuck out of my way, man. You understand?
Crazy motherfuckers want prison ain't changed me. All it did was made a nigga crazy, deranged, psycho, nutso. What I give a fuck for? All I know now is to get out and go for the gusto.
so? Fuck niggas, fuck hoes. He said, she said, nigga, and what so? Fuck what they say about my cases. Fuck what they say about my lady. Fuck what they say we were doing on that day of visitation. All I care about is my outday and this picture of probation. How much dough I'm set to make and where I'm gonna go on vacation. Wait, wait, dang. Okay, that's way too far ahead of me. So I'm just trying to take it day to day if they would never, G. Breathe. Cop cars by the three. Bitches call me Papa John cause I keep that extra cheese. Overseas in the sun, living for the fun. In Milan with some bad bitches, probably wanna yawn. When will it done? Only mama done. Ryan Barn, Curry's drawing, getting blown by a blonde. I'm the bomb. Terrorist, hella rich, breaking shit. Nigga ask about me, homie, I suggest you tell him this.
My duck is dead, my duck is free. You ain't a G, don't fuck with me. I'm sucking niggas out of sight.
Party get retarded and I go crazy in that bitch. Feel like baby in that bitch. Got no lady on my dick, so got like 80 on my wrist. K.O.V. I make it rain. I know they had me in that bitch. Stop it if it's so I'm on it like they pay me for that kid. Hold up. Started in the back, now I'm that nigga in the front. Started with the real, now I'ma give her what she wants. OG nigga, you can put it in the front. Fucking all the bad bitches, I'ma hit them from the front. Just to see the faces on her with a nigga lay it on the man. Time she ride it, dick, I tell her go to make it. All that love and mercy, these bitches thirsty. I'm in mercy, she kissing on that earth. She we in this bitch. I'm sucking ducky, I'm sucking string. That's your main bitch, she fucking me. I don't fuck with niggas, I'm a fucking G. It's Meek Millie, C.I. fucking P.
I'm sucking free. You ain't a G, won't fuck with me. I'm sucking niggas out of sight, she's season. I'm sucking niggas out of sight, she's season.
Hey, my best flow is too cold to just bring it out. But go to talk crazy though, you get yourself singled out. Half a million bucks to pack a whole arena out. Being a sucker, I don't know the first thing about. You get the scene about the coming at your face like a volcano, hell, lava running out your face. Hey, if your ass out of place, you'll find the weapons they took away, I replaced. What can I say? Another year, another case. Another sentence completed. I'm confident and conceited. I'm sucker free, sucker ducking, so tell them suckers to beat it. Don't fuck with me, Buster. Trust me, your future will be deleted. Such a G, ain't no touching me. Luckily, I defeated the odds. Put out my two Allah and glory to God. And I ain't even Islamic, so sick whenever I vomit. Just throw me a meal or two, and that ought to settle my stomach. Spot some money, he done it. Call me Mr. He ran it. These niggas, they really bout it. They Jebby speaking Ebonic. I'm nothing short of iconic. Promise you, you don't want it. Strong as gin and tonic. My left, you won't see it coming. My right, you'll be running from it. I catch you with it, you done. I'ma keep it a 100. You better get you a gun. Word bond, real talk. Do my dirt all by my lonely. Cause them suckers will talk.
My sucker death. My sucker free. You ain't a G. Won't fuck with me. Sucker niggas out of sight.
All right, we are back. It's your boy, Prince Hakeem, Famous Radio. This is the New Year's Eve show. You like that song, B?
It's better than.
And you got a nose up. And I got my nose up. And you know I told ya.
What?
Yeah, it is what it is. Hey, man, I got to support all music, though, man, because, you know, music is what makes the world go round. If it's not for me, it's for somebody, you know? That's what it is. You just won't catch me on a remix. I don't know. You possibly would. You never know. All right, if you're listening, man, hit us up. Phone number 646-929-0338. Let me slow it down one time for you. 646-929-0338. Press on your phone. That will get you in. I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to see what's going on for the New Year's with you. All right, now coming in number six, Beyonce and her daughter, Blue Ivy. Oh, yes. Now, one of the biggest news in music arrived in the beginning of the year in the form of a new bundle of joy. Beyonce and Jay-Z, the music industry hottest power couple, welcomed the first child, Blue Ivy Carter, on January 7th in New York City. So, you know, that was a really big thing when it hit. I haven't really seen too much of Blue Ivy after that. So she's 6 months now. She don't have the bobbleneck. She's kind of sitting up. I want to see her. I want to see her. I'm going to call Jay. I'm like, yo, Jay, I need to see your daughter. Like, what's up? Hit me up. I got this toy for Christmas. I bought her. Like, how can I get to see you? She's like, she don't need it. She really doesn't need it. Trust me. She doesn't need it. She has more toys than everybody. You can't even afford my daughter's room. That's crazy. Anyway, shout out to Beyonce and Jay-Z on your bundle of joy. 6 months later, dang, she almost a year old, man. 6 more months in June. She was born in January. So, no, she's almost a year now. She'll be a year this year. I'm sorry. Where's my math? My math is way off. What the hell was I thinking? So she'll be a year. She's a year old. She's walking. She's walking. This is beautiful. Shout out to Jay-Z and Beyonce, man. I was sitting here thinking, do you think Jay and Beyonce have the same, like, relationship problems as everybody else? Like, do you think they argue?
I got a question. What would they name their second child if they have? Would it be
Sean?
Sean?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he'll name it after
would
him.
Would be like Red Sequoia or something like
Red
that?
Red Sequoia? Nah.
Like Blue Ivy?
Nah, I couldn't do that to him. They're dead.
Could be my child Blue Ivy.
Then. Hey, you know, when you're rich, you can do whatever you want. B?
Okay, so when I get rich, I can name my child Apple or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Or Apollonia.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
What? Big, it's true. Like, you can name it what you know. You remember where Apollonia's from?
Yeah.
Apollonia's from the Prince joint. Yeah. It is. It is. Hey, you know. Blouses. 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 Yeah. Shout out to Prince. Man, he goes in even if he's being half woman himself. He definitely goes in. So, hey man, I'm gonna do my pick of the year. Now, this is something that I personally like love throughout the year. I won't say I love it, but it was my song that I play. My son sings the song. I think it's one of the dope songs. It's an R&B track, so I'm gonna go into it. My pick of the year is Usher, Climax. It's your boy Prince Like King, Famous Radio. Let's go.
Covered our wrath as we reach a climax. We're together, now we're undone. We'll commit all we choose to find our way. Love is the glove that keeps raining down. Where are you now when I need you around? I'm on my knees, but it seems we're going nowhere since we've reached a climax. We're together now. Wasn't enough. You kept saying we argued too much. We made a mess of what it used to be love. So why do I care? I care at all. Together now we're undone. We'll come.
right, man, we are back. That was my pick, man. Usher, Climax. That's for all the shorties just listening. You know what I'm saying? That was for you and only you. But we got a little bit of time left, so we're going to go ahead and run through the rest of the top stories of the year. PSY, South Korean rapper, released one song in 2012 that created a worldwide frenzy, and fans began doing the popular horse riding dance, Gundam style. Now, the music video became the most watched video on YouTube, surpassing 1 billion views, defeating Justin Bieber Baby. And PSY made his way to the major stages in the United States. That was a big song of the year. My son even knows that song. He dances to it. He don't know the dance, but he knows the song. It's big. It's retarded, but it's, you know, they like it. So, cool. Good. Whatever. All right, coming in at number 4, Kristen Stewart cheats on Robert Pattinson with married film director Roper Sanders. Now, one of the biggest celebrity stories of the year involves the Hollywood top-earning actress and her on and off the screen with the director. So, you know, you heard about that. That was really huge. She starred in the Snow White and the Huntsman, and she decided to give him extra perks with the director. That came in number 4. All right, number 3, Katie and Prince William announced they are expecting their first baby. Now, Prince William and his wife, Katie, announced on December the 3rd that they were expecting their first baby together shortly after the news. Katie was hospitalized in London for symptoms relating to her pregnancy, but has recovered since then. So congratulations to Prince William and his wife. That's what happens. You go to the hospital when you get that royal thing. You know what I'm saying? You use some of that royal sperm, you gotta go to the hospital, make sure it's all good intact. Yeah, it grows different. All right, coming in at number 2. Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes divorced. So I did. Wow, this is horrible. due to the split between Tom Cruise, which is 50, and Katie Holmes, which is 33, was largely publicized in the media. And came to a surprise to people about the whole situation. Because, you know, he was really head over heels. Well, remember, he went on to Oprah and was jumping on the couches and everything. That's what good poonang do to you. It gets you on Oprah and make you act the ass. Because even Oprah was looking like, really, dude? Really? It's like that? She got that? She got that? That's she got that. Well, you should never let that go. Somebody's going to snatch it up. All right, now coming in at number 1, dreadful to say, but it was one of the top stories of the year, Whitney Houston's death. Whitney Houston died at the age of 49 in Beverly Hills hotel room on February 11th as she prepared to attend the annual pre-Grammy ball of her producer and mentor, Clive Davis. The Los Angeles County coroner office said that Houston died of an accidental death in her hotel bathtub, and a toxicology report added that her heart disease and cocaine use contributed to her death. Houston reportedly she took cocaine immediately prior to her collapse in the bathtub. According to reports, she could have passed out first due to the intoxication from the cocaine, and she could have had a heart attack and drowned. So, that was the full story on her death. If you really never got that, that's pretty much what it was. And she will really be missed, and it was one of the saddest stories reported of 2012. So there you go.
It's crazy. Is there anybody that could even come close to Whitney Houston in her voice now?
Nobody. Well, the Whitney before crack, no. Whitney after crack, absolutely. She has one of those voices you'll never, ever, 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 ever forget. So she will never be forgotten. And we love you, Whitney. Really do, baby. Really, really do. All right, man. As we wind down to the end of the year, I personally want to thank everybody that made Famous Radio a major success this year, that really had helped us get to a point where we could never imagine. All the artists that's been on the show, all the people we interviewed, the models, the directors, the actors, the actresses, the business owners, everybody that came in to show support this year. I personally want to say thank you. I love y'all. We had a really great year. We're going to have even a bigger year this year coming. And I need y'all to stay tuned. Famous Radio will be revamped. It's going to be very different. We have some new people, some fresh blood, and we got some great stuff in store for y'all. So stay tuned. Make sure y'all keep a lock on Famous Radio because it's going to get bigger from here. I always told B, I like to make things really grand and really big. So 2013 is going to be huge for Famous Radio. Make sure you tune in on Friday. I know we got a show tomorrow with the sports guys, so make sure you check into that. But Friday, we have an interview with T-Bot. Shout out to Beezo for hooking that up. That's crazy.
Shout out to Ernest, man, from Strictly Promo.
Shout out to Ernest, Strictly Promo, hooking up the T-Bot joint. Really big right there. So make sure you tune in for T-Bot. You know, pry into her life. You think she'll play Truth or Dare with us?
She might, you know. She might be chasing waterfalls.
Yeah, maybe chasing waterfalls with that one. Well, you know. That was just really corny, B.
And you made me
say it. I said it. That sucks. All right, man. Well, listen, I had a couple more songs, but we don't have enough time. But I'm just going to tell you what the top songs were. Coming in number 47, Do My Dance by Tyga featuring 2 Chainz. Mad City, Kendrick Lamar featuring MC8. Love Song, Rihanna featuring Future. And coming in, Michelle was number 49. And number 50, I Love Them Strippers, 2 Chainz featuring Nicki Minaj. So we're going to go ahead and leave y'all out. What song are you going to leave them out on, B? Love Them Strippers. That's your joint. I Love Them Strippers. That's your song, man.
Yeah,
sure. That's what you love. You love strippers.
Line, man.
I love
rich
strippers.
Rich niggas tipping, broke niggas looking. I'm lucky.
I am so done with you right now, B. I have no idea what I want to do with you. What are we going to do? We're just going to do Tyga, man. Do My Dance. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow for the sports show. We will be back in the building, so don't y'all go nowhere tomorrow, but right here on Famous Radio. So you know what it is? Prince Akeem, Famous Radio. Happy New Year's, everybody. We love y'all. Peace.
Fuck this pussy, boy. Fuck it.
Fuck it right, boy. Fuck it right.
Your dick, ooh, you know you love this shit. Do my dance on your dick, ooh, you know you love this shit. Do my dance on your dick, ooh, you know you love this shit. Do my dance on your dick, ooh, you know you love this shit.
Do my dance on your chick, ooh, you know you love this shit.
Lamborghini, you don't even see me. Bad bitch, no bikini, taking shots of Henny. Order calamari, said she wants a fettuccine. 5-star bitches, my bitches don't eat a Denny. Run the city, you run a lap trying to get with me. I'm all in her red skin, like a plate for Washington. I'm 5'8 but 6'10, my dick stand like Superman. Show the lean that bitch, show the lean that bitch. Meals cause I'm hot, trigger finger, keep that pussy wet. Bills in my fist, shorty, she gon' dance on my dick.
Meals cause I'm hot, trigger finger, keep that pussy wet. Bills in my fist, shorty, she gon' dance on my dick.
Do my dance on your dick, ooh, you know you love this shit. Do my dance on your dick, ooh, you know you love this shit. Do my dance on your dick, ooh, you know you love this shit. Do my dance on your dick, ooh, you know you love this shit.
Do my dance on your chick, ooh, you know you love this shit. Do my dance on your chick, ooh, you know you love this shit.
already know what it is.
Get away from here.
Money stuffed in my bag. Maybach shit.
Bright lights and dark corners, this night embark on us. Refugees running wild, white cleft for the six Sawyer. Huh. Nothing to lose, I was starving from the start.
Me.
Not the same cat driving Jaguars. Open fire when you see me, yeah.